Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and get ready for overflow. Get ready for more than enough. Get ready for God to open doors for you, to answer prayer for you, to make ways for you, to heal you, to do just what you have asked Him to do. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of your everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with 15 minutes of a fresh word, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I have a great word for you today, and we are in the book of Matthew chapter 25, verses 14, Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 19, and then we will skip down to verses 24 through 30, all right? Matthew 25, verses 14 through 19, and then we will skip down to 25 through 30. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to stay connected and tuned in with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live on Daily Fire, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. On Wednesday night, which includes tonight at 7 p.m. when I'm live on Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study, where I will take your questions live on air. Tune in using that same method. Call 323-870-4180 or tune in from my ministry website, rossi.org, on the broadcast page. And just so you know, when you go to that page, there is a one-click button there that you can click that will call the 323-870-4180 number for you. Now, if you cannot tune in live to Daily Fire, you need to make sure you don't miss the word. Do so by following the podcast. That way, the recording will be texted to you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, followed by texting the message DS to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DS to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. Now, all of this information is on the website, rossi.org. including the ability to enter your testimonies and prayer requests on the Contact Us page. That's how you reach out to me. I appreciate all of the speaking invitations. Just understand that sometimes due to my law office schedule, because I'm a litigator, I go to trial, I'm not always available, but I will respond to you. So go to the website, rossi.org, and everything that you need to do is there, including the ability to help save souls by donating to the ministry. All right, let's get into this word. We're in Matthew 25, starting at verse 14, going to 19, reading from the KJV. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. This is Jesus speaking. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents, so he doubled his. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2, so he doubled his. Now listen to the person who had 1 talent. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. Let's go down to verse 25, where we hear the master talking to the servant who had 1 talent. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast, that is thine. In other words, here, take it. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. In other words, the least you could have done was put it in the bank so that it earned some interest. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. The one who doubled his, right? For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye, last verse, the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Praise God for the reading of his word. Our topic for today is when to give and when not to give. When to give and when not to give. All this week, God has had me teaching you on Daily Fire about your finances, right? I've given you my testimony of how, you know, I'm a faithful tither. I'm a faithful giver. I give sacrificially as well. And over the last 3 years, God has over doubled my income each year. I've shared with you the tithe and offering that I've been able to give and bless in my church. I've talked with you about the priority of giving, that tithe is a debt you must pay, and I've given you scripture for that, right? Old and New Testament. 10% of your income you are required to pay is not discretionary. And what the church does with it, if they're not doing right, then you let them answer to God, but you have a debt to pay. I've taught you then that your second priority is to give offering, and that offering is free will, meaning the amount you give is up to you. You're not to be guilted into giving a certain amount. That's up to you, but whatever you give cheerfully. And that if you're in a church where you can see the results of your giving, you can see others being helped, give more if you can afford it. Keywords. Then I taught you yesterday that the next person you must give is your family, yourself, your own household. It's God, tithe, church offering, then you and your own household. And I taught you the word in 1 Timothy 5 and 8, which says that a person who doesn't take care of his or her own household is worse than an infidel. You can't go take care of everyone else without taking care of yourself. So we're going to get into that further today with what I've just read unto you. In the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 14 through 30 that we just read, Jesus was teaching about giving and understanding that there will be times that there are people who are not worthy of you continuing to go out of your way trying to give and help, because they don't want to try to do anything for themselves. Isn't this good teaching already? You see, there are many people who will play or try to own the fact or try to manipulate you into believing that because you are a Christian, that you're required to give to them every time they ask. But no, 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 no. You first have to pay your debt of tithe to God, give free will offering to church, and take care of your own household. That means your own bills have to be paid. And guess what? Your bills include savings, retirement. That ought to be a line item in your budget. Now, I'm self-employed, right? Because I'm an attorney. I own my own firm. And for many years before becoming an attorney, I was and still am a registered nurse. I became an attorney after my brother was incarcerated. And as a nurse, I was in executive management. I made good money. But let's just be truthful. I made it and I spent it. I love to shop. I have a shoe fetish and a purse fetish. So what happened, though, I really didn't worry about it because I always knew as a nurse, I always had this money coming in. But when I became an attorney and I started my own law office, guess what? For the first two to three years, I almost went insolvent. I was trying to help people so much, doing so much pro bono or free work, or charging people rates that were almost pro bono because I knew why I was, you know, in that profession to help people, that I wasn't doing what was required of me for my own household. So I had to take a reckoning of myself with that. I had to have a come to Jesus meeting with Rossi, and I do that often. I put myself in the hot seat, and I cross-examine myself just like I'm cross-examining someone on the witness stand because I know what God has for me, and I know what he has for you. This is why on Daily Fire, I get deep with you. I get real with you. I keep it 100, as my sister would say, because I'm trying to empower you to apply the word to your everyday life so that you will be successful. Every day of your life ought to be better than the day before. Every year ought to be better than the year before. But how do you get to every year being better? By making every day better, every minute better. You make every second count. So here we saw what happened to that unprofitable servant. The one who had five, he doubled his, and so I didn't get to read to you because of the time, where the Lord told him, well done, thy good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of thy Lord. Then the one who had two, he doubled his. The master said the same thing to him, but pay attention to what he told that lazy person. He didn't say, oh, I'm going to give you another opportunity. Oh, I'm going to, you know, give you a do-over. He said, look, take from him even the one he had and give it to the person who will do something with it. Take it from him and give it to the person who's already shown he is faithful. Glory. And cast that lazy servant, that unprofitable person, that person who doesn't want to do anything but be a parasite and leech off of others, cast him out there and let him deal with his own bed that he made. Let him lie in it. Wow. This was Jesus speaking. In the book of 2 Thessalonians, verse 3 through 3 and 10, the Bible says that a man who won't work, or a person who won't work, won't eat. Neither should he eat. Now listen here. We're not talking about people who have fallen on hard times, people who are disabled, people who maybe they lost the husband or the wife and, you know, those were two incomes and immediately there was catastrophe, or they're going through some catastrophic illness, you know, cancer, or they've had a stroke or something like that. We're not talking about the widows and the elderly people who need help. They may not have even had the opportunity to make the kind of money that we make today. No, those are the exceptions to the rule. And you will give to them, right? It's part of giving to your church so that your church can help in benevolence. Or maybe you also give to charities. You give to other ministries. Some of you give to Rossi Williams Ministries. You know, you give one time. Some of you have, you know, started a pledge to give each week because you see that on my website. You can see that I go out and I also give and help and do things in the community. So that's fine. That's also part of you helping others. That's not what we're talking about here. And we got to wrap it up. Maybe God will let me do a part two of this tomorrow. We're talking about those people or You know, tune in for Bible study. I'm going to finish this tonight in Bible study. And that way, when you have questions, I can answer your questions, okay? Bible study starts at 7 p.m. Go to rossi.org. We're going to really get into this tonight. But there are some of you who, your family members and your friends, you've helped them over and over. They won't work. If you refer them somewhere, they never put in an application. You know, you help them one time. They keep coming back like a parasite. You're giving them an inch. They take a yard. And then they talk badly about you when you say no. But today's topic is when to give and when not to give. You have to know that there is a time to say no. Empower people to live their own best lives by giving them the strength and setting the boundaries to say no. And don't let them manipulate you by saying, well, you get your hair done, your nails done, you got two or three cars, you drive this, Rossi, you drive a Maserati, you live here, there, I work for it. And this is where you got to become strengthened as a Christian to be able to say to people, even sometimes your own children, no. You know, you're grown now. Enough is enough. All right. We got to get ready to go into prayer. I know this is some good teaching. I want to make sure you tune in to the Bible study tonight. I'm going to give you some instances recently of some boundaries, you know, I had to set because I was giving and helping, but then something happened to my son. So I had to shift my boundaries, right? And I'm going to tell you some things I had to do regarding Christmas this year because I had to shift my priorities. I'm going to tell you about the testimony of my brother who was incarcerated and how well he has been able to do out there working and everything. So even using, and he went to prison for years. Even someone saying to you, well, I've been in prison, I just can't work. It's not enough. I'm going to free you tonight so that you can meet your financial goals this year, because you're not going to let anyone manipulate you anymore. You're going to know when to give and when not to give. Let's go into prayer. I'm sorry, but this is some good teaching. Father, we come tonight in the name, today in the name of Jesus. We magnify you and we thank you. Lord, we glorify you because, Father, you're teaching us as your children that there are boundaries we need to set. There are times to say yes and there are times to say no. There are times to give and there are times not to give. Because, God, it's not your will that we be broke, disgusted, and can't be trusted, but that we be positioned well financially so that financial burden is not a stressor in our lives. Financial stress ruins marriages. It ruins a happy day. It ruins a good mindset. It results in envy and jealousy. You don't want us to have to live that way. You come that we may have and have more abundantly in every area of our lives. So, Lord, we praise you that when we finish this teaching today and Bible study tonight, we are going to know how to respectfully set boundaries with people, how to give, how not to give, when to say yes, when to say no. We're not going to be rude. We're not going to be abrasive, but we will no longer be manipulated. Glory. So that we don't even have to pay our own tithe. We don't have to give our own offering. We don't have to take care of our own household. Our own household is always in lack, always behind on the bills. Father, we say no more to that in the name of Jesus. We're going to be able to take vacations and trips. We're going to be able to do the extra and splurge on our own spouses, on our own children. We're going to be able, Father, to buy that old thing that we wanted because we are being taught when to give and not to give. Now, Lord, bless everyone listening. Bless them, touch them, open doors, make ways. Heal, save, sanctify, deliver, and set free. Father, do what only you can do in ways that only you can do it. You are that God. You are that God. You are that same God who's done for them before, and you're the same God who will do it again. You are sovereign, and everything belongs to you. We say thank you. As we end this prayer, we just say thank you. Wherever we are, we say, thank you, Lord. Because even those who are always begging and asking are now going to be liberated today. And as they call in tonight at 7, they're going to learn how they can go from being a person who needs to being a person who has. I'm going to teach them, Lord, just like you did it for me. In the name of Jesus, we pray and say amen. Let's do the altar call. I got to end with your task. Keep praising God. Just come on and tell them thank you. Come on and tell them thank you. You've been liberated today. For those of you who are unsaved or who are backslidden, for those of you who don't know how to say no, and for those of you who have been the ones always asking, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, isn't this some good words? I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will set healthy boundaries. I will know when to give, and I'll know when not to give. If I was in need, I'm going to learn today how not to be in need anymore. This is my freedom. Glory. This is my liberation. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and give God praise. Listen, make sure you tune in live tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern. Go to rawsi.org, rawsi.org, the broadcast page, and you can click a button to call in. Also, follow. If you follow now, then at 7 p.m. you'll receive a text reminder that I'm live, and within that text, it will have the link to call in or the link to tune in online. Follow now by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the letters or message DF to phone number 33222 and invite someone else for tonight. You know some people who need to hear that message, some people who are in want, who need to know how to get repositioned, and some people who need to learn how to say no. So I'll see you tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. Remember, go to rawsi.org. That way you can even send me your questions tonight. Go to the Contact Us page, enter your questions. You won't have to put your whole name or anything, and I'll read those questions out tonight. I won't even say your name, and I will answer them on the Bible study. So go to the Contact Us page of rawsi.org and go ahead and enter your questions. All right, our topic for today is when to give and when not to give. Your task for today is to position yourself for financial greatness, not only for you, but for your children and your children's children, by giving when you should and saying no when you should. And your second task is to make sure you tune in tonight at 7. All right? We don't get it.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day. There is no sunshine, nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.